My name is Rod L. Bell Sr. from way up in the head of Turtle Creek, West Virginia. And I got saved January the 19th, 1957, about 9:30 on a Saturday night. A soul winner from Bob Jones University. Bob came and knocked on the door, and that's an awful time, awful late time I thought to visit, but anyhow, I tried to. He had preached our baby's funeral. My wife and I got married at a very early age. We were 18 and 19. First time I had ever heard the plan of salvation that night. And I accepted Christ as my personal Savior. And whenever I got saved, I said to the preacher, "Let's go tell somebody." And that's a pretty good evidence. Whenever you get saved, you don't want to keep it. It's so good, you want to give it, you want to share it. And I wanted to share my testimony. I looked at the pastor and I said, "Let's go tell my mom and dad." So we went the other direction. By then it was almost 12 o'clock. And they was in bed, unsaved, didn't know the Lord. And I knocked on the door, got them out of bed, and I said, "Mom and Dad, I want you to know I just got saved." And of course he cursed and said, "You mean to tell me you got me out of bed just to come and tell?" I said, "Dad, he'll do the same thing for you." So I had to tell it. I had to tell I got saved. And I went home that night. And next morning, it was Sunday, I went to church and went forward and told the pastor. I said, I want to be baptized and join this church. And I said, "I got saved last night." So everybody in Boone County knew Rod Bell got saved. In less than a year, I was I was at Bob Jones University studying for the ministry because I knew I had to preach. I knew that God had called, so I better learn how to read. They really didn't want to take me because they said I was not college material. Well, I knew that. That's why I was there. I wanted to study. I wanted to give them an education. And they said, "Well, we'll accept you on academic probation. Or we'll put you in the institute." Well, my people have been in a lot of institutions. And I thought they was going to put me in a reform school or something. And I didn't know, because whenever I went to BJ, I looked like the Beverly Hillbillies coming to town. I had potatoes on each fender of my car. I had pots and pans, and I had the car loaded down. I had the top of it with a rack on top of it. I had the thing built and ready to everything I owned. I had my wife and my little baby, 6 months old, made a place for her to sleep, so in the back seat. But I was there to stay and to get my education. I did. Next thing I knew, I had learned to study, and I was doing well. So I thought, well, I know all there is to know. I'm a sophomore, and I'm going to start a church. So I went down to Bootleg Corner, and that's where I started Mount Calvary, which is a great, a thriving church today in Greenville, South Carolina. Alan Kurt, a good dear friend of mine of the Free Presbyterian Church there in Greenville. And he said the best book that he had ever read on personal evangelism was The Mantle of the Mountain Man. And that was my life story. I wrote the book and Bob Jones published it. And Alan paid me a great compliment. He said that I felt so burdened to tell people. The Bible says, go you into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And now, how in the world are you going to do that? Well, you do it by faith. And you do it by a complete, absolute surrender. And you surrender your life, and God opened doors for you. And I've had the privilege of being preaching in 93 countries. I haven't gotten to all of them yet, but I've still got a few days left.